Back again with Vandal Jr., Caden Tidwell. And Caden, a 6-4 overtime thriller in the quarterfinals. You punch your ticket to the semis. You got to be on top of the world right now.
Yeah, it feels really good. A little bit tired right now. I had to wrestle, I think it was probably 6:30, probably 30 seconds into overtime. But it feels amazing to know that, you know, I get to place no matter what now. And just feels amazing knowing how much improvement I made from last year, not even making it to state, to this year now.
Yeah, now sitting a match away from the state finals. I mean, like I said, you get the 6-4 win. You're in pretty well the same situation as the first match. Controlling the whole match, you give up a couple points at the end, but you're able to get the escape, tie it back up, and send the match to overtime where you get right on your offense, get the takedown. And, I mean, you've got to be super confident in what you bring to the table on your feet, able to get a couple takedowns in that match, and just all around, you got to be really confident.
Yeah, I'm feeling really good right now. Like you said, one match away from the finals, so that's motivating me a lot. But I knew that kid was – he was strong and kind of threw in legs, and I got a little high there at the end, and I gave up a reversal. I needed one to tie it to go to overtime, and that's what I did, try to get away. And then I knew in overtime that I could take him down because I'd done it in the regular period, so I knew that I felt really confident going into overtime, and I got the job done.
Yeah, anytime you get a takedown in the first 6 minutes, you know you're in a good spot going the distance, going into the later periods, into overtime. But, yeah, coming right out, getting the takedown in the second, and really just putting it on him. You're like you said, you threw legs in on top, kind of got out of position. See, it seemed like panicked a little bit, but you're able to right yourself. And with 30 seconds left, getting that escape, I'm telling you right now, man, that's going to be the biggest moment of your tournament, is being able to turn it up, get the escape, force overtime, and force your will there in the extra periods.
Yeah, I agree. It helps a lot. We got great coaches, Coach Clay and Coach Myers. They push us a lot in the practice room, and that's what helps a lot with, like, building your lungs up. And I felt like I was kind of in shape there for that. Like, I was ready to go the whole overtime, and more than that if it was needed. I could kind of tell in him that he was already broke and he was ready to leave.
Watching the other 190-pounders, like you talk about, I don't think there's anybody with your gas tank. I mean, as long as you keep the match close, keep the match where you want it, control ties, and do the things you want to do, I think you're going to be successful. You've got potentially two matches left and right there ready to be on the podium.
Yeah, I agree. Got to go home tonight, get a good night's rest, and have a big match tomorrow. And hopefully I can keep in touch and get a win there and punch my ticket to the finals.
Well, you've got all day really to rest tomorrow. I mean, semifinals aren't until 7 o'clock. You probably won't wrestle until late in that. So, I mean, it's going to take a good warm-up, going to take a good day of getting your mind right. But I tell you right now, you're right there in a great position to do it, bud.
Yeah, I agree. Going to be a good day tomorrow. Just waiting for my match in the semis. Got to watch everyone else wrestle, and hopefully we all do good.
All right. Well, Caden Tidwell, semifinalist, state placer already, and looking for more tomorrow night. Good luck, man.
Thank you.